complaints came back in February. 2 weeks ago, the board voted to suspend Hart CEO David Armijo with pay when national employment law firm Ford & Harrison launched its investigation of the agency's head. Today, Ford & Harrison attorney Don Seiler Nixon said the firm found several areas in which misconduct was possible.
Action that was taken through restructuring towards the reporting employees and others in their direct line of authority or control that were close in time to the report and or objection. A second, approval and or notification requirements by or to the board or board chair were not sought or received. Third, policies, contractual provisions, or procedures, internal procedures, were not followed relating to accrued leave, personal time, and business expenses.
She also listed going against hiring policies among possible misconduct. This year, three anonymous individuals filed written complaints suggesting that employees who questioned company policy faced retaliation. There have reportedly been 12 such complaints since 2008. Seiler Nixon said another concern is the bad morale such a practice might breed within the transit agency.
Our investigation also revealed an overall tense and fearful climate as a result of the feelings of the employees and the CEO action that's previously been noted.
Hart board member Kevin Beckner, a strong advocate of mass transit, said morale among agency employees is among his biggest concerns.
To be honest with you, the larger concern is the hostile work environment that I think that is certainly here. It'd be one thing if we had a single employee coming forward with an allegation, but when you have three and potentially then nine others that are making similar allegations, that goes beyond coincidence for me.
Board member Mark Sharp said promoting a fearful climate within any workplace is unacceptable.
Whether you're the President of the United States, the CEO of an organization, or a board member, and a staff member says, I have concern. I don't think that we're following the procedures correctly. That staff member, even if they're dead wrong, should never, ever find themselves or their job at jeopardy.
Another key allegation is one accusing Armijo of not following company procedure when it came to travel expenses, something Armijo said he could easily straighten out if the firm lets him read the complaint. Sharp said the 2 more weeks of paid leave will give him and his colleagues a chance to conduct a badly needed review of the complaints.
I've said all along that I've got great respect for Mr. Armijo. I think he's done a very good job in difficult circumstances. Has been able to take an agency which has lost a significant amount of money and made it work and work efficiently and effectively. But I also have grave concerns from what I've heard, and that's what I want to review.
Armijo denied that the work environment at Hart was hostile and said Ford and Harrison has been making it tough for him to substantially respond to the accusations since they won't get into specifics on the complaints.
The documentation was requested. My attorney requested it of the law firm of Ford and Harrison, and they were denied. Consequently, for the last week to 2 weeks, I've been trying to get information. I don't believe that there's clarity in these allegations. I believe that the opportunity to address the financial ones, which is travel, will be resolved fairly quickly, because I don't believe there is any problem with that with the travel, especially in the most recent two trips I took. But there is a process and a process to go through that. I don't have that documentation. I don't even have access to my calendar.
Attorney Don Seiler Nixon told the board that strict state whistleblower protection laws keep the complaints private.
You need to keep in mind the requirements of your whistleblower law, as your whistleblower policy, as well as the applicable law, that the complainants allegations be kept as confidential as possible, as well as the complainant's names should not be revealed, because that will only lead to the potential for retaliation and then the potential for a lawsuit.
The board voted to place Armijo on 2 more weeks of paid leave with the intent of arranging one-on-one meetings between Armijo and each board member. Board member Sandy Merman said the process of reviewing the complaints against Armijo has been inappropriately rushed.
We need a very thorough, thoughtful review of all these allegations. And I wish we had had more time to study them, but it has been a very rushed process for me.
The investigation comes amid a climate of strong distrust of government. Some have claimed that race is at play. Most of the people calling for Armijo's ouster are African American, and Armijo is Latino. From downtown Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.